Well, God bless you all in the wonderful, powerful name of Jesus Christ. It's always a blessing to be joined together with all of you on the conference call. And those of you who will eventually be listening on the website, God bless one and all. Tonight, we're going to have some fun. Last Monday, I did a sharing that I called New Year, Same Identification. So I kind of want to reiterate that subject matter and kind of re-infiltrate it or whatever the word may be. But I want to kind of go over that opening statement, maybe reword it in a different manner. But here we go. Have you ever heard of a New Year's resolution? Maybe you've made one yourself. Well, it's a pledge to make a habit or change a habit of some sort. Maybe you made a promise to eat better, pray more, go outside more often, or visit with your friends. Whatever the case may be, there are numerous types of resolutions that people make these days. But we all have one thing in common if we make these resolutions, and that is our hope for a better tomorrow and year ahead. You know, perhaps the most common resolution that people seem to make is that they're going to go to the gym and they're going to exercise more. Well, guess what, guys? We're now in the time of year where all of the gyms and weight rooms are packed to the rim. But I can guarantee that in a few weeks from now, the gyms will go back to being nearly empty or at a regular capacity. In other words, people lose motivation or hope that any results will come to pass. But all of this means one thing. We can change anything at any time. And it doesn't matter when or where. We can promise ourselves to eat better, exercise more, read more, and so on and so forth. But all of this is possible to do at absolutely any time and place. It doesn't matter if it's New Year's Day, Easter, your best friend's birthday, or in a week or two from now. So with all that being said, I've entitled tonight's sharing, The Start of Something New. Many people do ask themselves when a good time to start something is. Questions like, when should I start my diet? When should I start my exercise routine? Should I start exercising and eating better today or tomorrow or even next week? You know, other things of that nature. And I mentioned at our praise night that we had on New Year's Eve that I personally disagree with New Year's resolutions because habits or life change can be implemented at absolutely any time. It doesn't matter what day it is, what time of year it is. But there is something that comes to my mind. For us as born-again ones, are there things that we can do better? Well, sure. But for physical realities, oftentimes they do come with time constraints for a variety of reasons, work, school, relationships, whatever the case may be. The list goes on and on and on. But for us, the start of something new comes every morning, each and every day. And the reason for that is because the Lord's mercies are new every single day. I want to go over Lamentations chapter 3. It's just a sweet verse of scripture. But Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." You see, guys, clean slate every day. New mercies, new hope, fresh start. And I guess that's the issue I have with these New Year's resolutions. Like I mentioned before, it doesn't matter what day it is or if it's New Year's Day itself. you have the chance to start over with whatever habit you want to break or make better any day of the year. But God's compassions do not fail. Let's take a look at Romans chapter 6. And this is kind of our theme verse, if you will, for tonight. But Romans chapter 6, verse 4 says, "Therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." You know, I think it's obvious to state that physical realities, habits, and things of that nature consistently change whether we resolve to change them or not. You know what I call them? I call them worldly circumstances. And I think we're all pretty much well-versed in knowing how much they like to change at the drop of a hat. But God has designed a life so much more and greater than that which we live here on this earth. And I love this verse in Romans, because we are living a new year, but with the same identification. But yet we walk in newness of life. And isn't that just a breath of fresh air? Because at the crux of the Holy Spirit package is this newness of life that this verse in Romans is referring to. When you became born again of God's Spirit, quite a few wonderful things happened. First, you are saved from death unto life. You are made free from the law of sin and death. You receive eternal life and become heaven bound. And guess what? Nothing can take that away from you. Newness of life, our new life in Christ, the Spirit of Christ within, whatever you want to call it, every morning when we get up, we have a clean slate. And that's what makes life worth living, knowing that each day brings new mercies and newness of life. It's just really something, guys. Okay, as promised, here we go. We're going to have some fun. I have a question, and I'm going to pose to you guys tonight. And the question is this: what does newness of life mean to you? Well, I'll tell you what. For me, it's knowing that yesterday's circumstances don't matter. I live each day to praise and worship the Father even more than I did before. I live the reality of waking up with a fresh mindset, fresh avenues of opportunity to do the Father's will, and so on and so forth. So I've asked a few people to share tonight. I'm going to start with my father. Come on up here, Pops. And he's going to tell us what newness of life means for him. Take it away, Dad. What does newness of life mean to you?
Well, newness of life to me means the moment that I got born again years ago, I was a brand new person, and that does not change from day to day, like Daniel kind of mentioned. Every day I wake up, I'm still brand new. Haven't aged a bit spiritually. So I'm very thankful for that. I'm thankful that I'm going to live a long time spiritually, along with the rest of you. Although my body is not going to survive the trip, I'll have to get a new one. But right now, just know that every day I wake up and I'm still brand new. Very exciting. Well, thank you, Daniel.
Yeah, thanks, Dad. Yeah, it doesn't matter if you've been in the Word for 5 days, 5 years, 5 months, 50 years. Some of you on the line have been in the Word a lot longer than I have. But yet we still have this newness of life. It's just incredible. All right, Bob Linfelt. I'm going to take you off mute, sir. What does newness of life mean to you?
Well, newness of life, yes, it's this new spirit life that we have. You know, our original life, flesh life, started with seed. And with all the DNA and everything, characteristics that was sown in that. And so I am who I am physically as a result of this seed. And now with this newness of life, I have a new seed. It's incorruptible seed. It's this gift of Holy Spirit within. And now I have the opportunity to live that life. It's one thing to live our physical life, and yes, we continue to do so. But now we have the opportunity to live in newness of life, this new spirit that we have, this new seed that's eternal. And to be reminded of that day in and day out opens up great opportunities, as everybody's been sharing, in light of it's a new day, because we are born again of God's Spirit. We have this incorruptible seed within us, and we have a great calling that God has called us to live this new life in Christ. And what a privilege it is.
Yeah, amen. Thanks, Bob. All right, my brother Barney, what does newness of life mean for you?
All right, well, first of all, thank you, Daniel, for asking me to come up with something. And, you know, when you first asked me that question, I immediately started to think about it, pray about it, and I came up with a little list. And then I guess I wanted to be able to prioritize kind of what I come up with on that list. But the first thing I thought about in newness of life and what newness of life means to me is change. Because when things are new, it generally involves some type of change, and change can be uncomfortable. You mentioned going to the gym, working out, changing your diet, doing different things. And in that process, we may go through some times that are uncomfortable. But that doesn't mean that it's necessarily wrong or a bad thing. It just means that we're evolving. We're transforming. God is working with us to help us to bring more into evidence, let's say, the new creation that's within us, like Bob talked about. You know, a lot of times when you look at a seed, you know, if you had a bunch of seeds laid out on the table or whatever, and there were no packages around to tell you what those seeds were, you wouldn't really know the difference, what one seed would be compared to another seed. But fortunately, seeds come in packages, and generally on the package, there's a picture that shows you what potentially that seed is going to grow into. And so, in light of that, you know, the Bible paints a picture for us of what that seed can develop into, what that seed can grow into. And so, you know, newness of life to me, I'm going to say, is about possibility, about the possibilities that exist in front of us to see these promises of God become evidence realities in our lives and in the lives of others. So newness of life to me means change, it means transformation, and it also means enjoying the benefits of what is possible. And I'm thankful to be able to join on this journey with you all, because I think we're all together on this same adventure in helping each other to grow to our full potential in terms of what is possible. And that's what newness of life means to me. God bless.
Amen to that. Well, I've asked one more person to share what newness of life means to her. And that is my mama herself. Come on up, mama. What does newness of life mean to you?
Well, for me, it's a very straightforward, simple, one-verse answer, one that has carried me through ever since I got into God's Word, ever since I learned about my sonship rights, and ever since I started to then understand that about a little bit about my redemption and justification and the grace that God has bestowed upon me. And that verse says that, behold, all things are new, old things are passed away. And so it's kind of the summary of some of the things other people said. Each day is a new day, each hour, each minute is a new minute with God. And it's an opportunity to become better and better, to self-reflect, to see where we can be kinder and be, you know, what God wants us to be in a better way. So that is newness of life. And eventually the culmination of that for me is at the gathering together, when we shall be with the Lord forevermore.
Amen. Amen to that. Let's see here. Well, I think I'm going to take one person off of mute. I'm going to put them on the spot. Hey, Al, what does newness of life mean to you, sir?
Wow. I agree with everything that has been said. Bless your hearts. But, you know, to me, I'm always asking the Father for things to do. So I would have to say that newness of life to me is having great, great expectations of what God puts in front of me each day, answering that prayer. Because I never know what it's going to be, but I know that if He's asking, I'm willing. So that newness of life to me is those adventures or journeys that my Heavenly Father puts before me.
Well, amen, you guys. Thank you all for sharing. I'm going to close with a prayer, and we'll say goodnight. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for just giving us that new life in Christ, that newness of life, that fresh start, that new seed, that incorruptible seed. We don't know how to fully express our gratitude or just how we feel about this life you've given to us, Father. It's a lifelong journey, but I think we're up for the challenge. So we thank you for what your word says about who we are, about this life that we live, and we're just so thankful. And it's in the name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen.